Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a two big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Solid. Right on.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Talk show where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point of the game, we can't fall for nothing. We got to stand up for our rights. We got to stand up for what we believe in. We got to fight for equality and justice. And it's an everyday battle because it's always something coming up that has to do with fighting for our rights. So we got to stay up, stay awake, stay alert, and be vigilant, you know. And so it's May the 18th. The time is 9:04 a.m. on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We have some exclusive guests for you, and one of our guests is going to be none other than Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, and we're going to get him on in a few minutes. I got some stuff going on here with my Facebook, and so I want to get this Facebook going back up here. And let's let's just keep on going. Meanwhile, let me introduce our first co-producer, Clarence M. Allen. Welcome to the show, Brother Clarence M. Allen. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. Good morning to all our wonderful panelists who will be coming on. Good morning to all our special guests who will be coming on.
Once again, amen.
We are tuned in to the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk show radio, the Eddie Justice Jones radio show.
Pastor Eddie,
we had another phenomenal week this week.
Yes.
And, you know, I was looking at these topics. You have such important, amazing topics. I mean, every Monday morning you're bringing it past you, Eddie, the hot button topics, the topics that we need to be talking about, the topics that we need to be aware of and be aware of and keep on the forefront of our mind and life so we don't become victimized by it. So once again, thank you for having me, Pastor Eddie.
It's an honor and a pleasure beyond words. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. You know, I'm just so grateful to be here this morning. I mean, we just got to thank God every single day. When you look at the state of the world, the politics that are going on, you know, people starving and they don't need to starve. No one should be starving in America. It's just a lot going on right now. So we're just praising God and praying and thanking God that we believe that everything, and I do mean everything, is going to be all right as long as it's in the hands of God. Without further ado, let's go to our special guest, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. Good morning, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. As I told you on the phone, I just had a medical procedure, but I told my wife I wanted to get on because this one is really hot off the press, what we're about to discuss here. And, you know, I'm going to let you do what you do, and then you can bring me in because we need to be aware, especially in this time.
Yes, we do. We need to be aware. We need to be vigilant. We need to let, you know, I mean, the whole world know what's about to happen. If you don't have the right to vote and you don't vote, you need to get the right to vote and you need to vote. This morning, you know, we're having a little problem with Facebook Live. So I'm also on Instagram, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Instagram. So if you can go to Instagram, you'll see us right now on Instagram. Facebook is acting up this morning because of the topic that we're getting ready to discuss. I put nothing past it. Let me get the caller in. Caller in the area code 323-948. Good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Dad. Good morning to Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry and to Clarence M. Allen. And shout out to Professor Rings and to our butterfly, Dr. Granny V. I love you guys. And good morning to everybody on Facebook, even though we're having issues, and Instagram. And I just want to also send a special shout out to Pastor Ramsey and everybody in the midst. Good morning,
Amen.
Everyone.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, Delonte. Good morning, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry.
It's such an honor and a pleasure to have you both on this morning. Now, first, I want to talk about something that's really, really important, and I want to start off right. Our first topic is Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry and the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show hosts. We're going to talk about T-Rump and his threats on American people if he does not make president of the United States of America. He said if he does not make president of the United States of America, that there will be bloodshed and there will be a massacre. And, you know, okay, I see it. We got a little feedback on there. Hold on one second. Just a minute. There will be bloodshed and there will be a massacre if he doesn't make president. Now, you know, when he was leaving the White House after he lost and Biden won, he refused to leave the White House. He stood and told the people there, he said, he stood there and told the people, if you don't want me to leave the White House, I want you to go to the state capitol and do whatever you got to do. Whatever you have to do, I want you to do it. And so that's exactly what the people did. And they killed people. They trampled people. They climbed in through the windows. They used the bathroom in people's offices. They tore up people's offices, tore up property. Some of them went to prison. But the ones who needed to go, a lot of them didn't go. Secret Service people who felt like they weren't able to do their job because they were attacked and beat up, some of them committed suicide. It was a terrible day in America. It was one of the worst things I've ever seen as being a citizen of the United States of America. And every other country was laughing at us. They were talking about us. It was all over the news around the world that T-Rump started an insurrection, and he also started a coup on the United States of America because he had to leave office. Now he's saying in his own statement, and I'm going to find that and pull it up, if he does not get to make president of the United States for 2024, there will be bloodshed and a massacre by his cronies, his donkeys, or whatever they are. So with that being said, I want to open up the floor to Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. Please take the floor, enlighten us on this threat made by a possible future president. But you know what, Chief Apostle, with 92 indictments, how in the world is he even able to run for president of the United States? Take the floor, Chief Apostle. Go ahead.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I had to call Pastor Eddie when I heard this statement being made by a former president of the United States. And, you know, I'm a military person, and most, some of the people that are listening are military people. And, yes, you know, when we swore to defend the Constitution against enemies foreign and domestic, that means, yes, we the people of the United States. Now, that definition, which he stated, if he does not make president, he said that there would be a bloodbath.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to look up that word, Pastor Eddie. So this is the definition in the English translation of what bloodbath means. It means an extremely violent event in which large numbers of people are killed.
Oh, my God.
The second definition is a ruthless slaughter of a great number of people by massacre. So he says if he doesn't make president that, and see, he tries to be so covert in the work that he, in how he says things, because as we know, when he was in a debate with President Biden at the time, Proud Boys, stand by, stand back, and stand by.
Wow.
He's sending these subliminal messages to them because,
yes,
he wants them to create an atmosphere where there would be a civil war. He wants that.
Yes,
and
he does.
And if you're listening to what he's saying, he told,
yeah,
them, oh, well, I will be a dictator just on the first date. No, 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 no. You're planning, you want to be a dictator, and you want to come in and destroy the Constitution so you can stay in as long as you want. Because you look at the people that he is admiring. He admires Putin. He admires Kim Jong-un. And he brought one of these authoritarian, what we call strongmen, right here. He brought him to Mar-a-Lago and had a conference with this guy. And so we've learned that he has even, he studied the memoirs of Adolf Hitler, and he admires Adolf Hitler. So let's go just a little bit deeper into this thing, because his niece, who is a psychologist, okay?
That's right.
She's a psychologist.
Yes.
She told you that there's something wrong with him in his upbringing, how he was brought up. And his,
yeah,
sister, who is a judge, told you that there's something wrong with him mentally. that he is incapable. Everybody, all the people that backed him, most of the people that backed him are now in federal prisons.
Hmm.
And the people that are not in federal prison, like Bill Barr, his attorney general, he said,
right.
No, he's not fit to be president. And just now, we had the vice president, Mike Pence, say, I cannot in good conscience endorse this man for president. So what I'm saying to us is we have to look at what we are dealing with in this day and season. He's letting you know who he is, and he says things, but then you have the Republican Party that comes to try to explain to us what he said, and we know what we heard. They're saying he didn't really say that there was going to be a bloodbath and all of that. He meant it in a different way. No, these are subliminal messages that he is sending to the people. Now, me as a chief apostle, from the spiritual standpoint, I have to look at that because we are responsible for discerning what is about to come upon the people through the word of God. And
amen.
So one of the things that I found so enlightening, I found it, Pastor Eddie, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. If you get a chance to read it, I want you to read verse 3 through 10.
Yes.
And you look at the world that we're living in, and you'll see the similarities here. So let me just touch on this just a little bit, Pastor Eddie, because I want people to get this because this is very important, extremely important. It says, verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. Now look at the structure of the church. There's a falling away from the church that you can go into some churches and it looks like a ghost town. In those churches. And so the people are not coming to the house of worship. They you know, if you look on our social media platforms, there's so many people, male and female, that are doing so much promiscuous, sinful stuff that is going on. The ladies dressing so provocatively that it's just a disgrace. But there shall come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed. The son of perdition, meaning the son of destruction. I looked it up.
Amen.
Watch
praise
this.
God.
This is where it gets really, really sticky here, Pastor Eddie. He
yes.
says, who opposeth and exalteth himself, come on here, above all that is called God or that is worship. Now, watch this. So that he, as God, sitteth
yes.
in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now, I had to stop right there, Pastor Eddie, because you remember when the scribes and Pharisees, Jesus was telling them he was going to rebuild the temple in 3 days.
Right.
Well, they thought he was talking about that building. But he was talking about rebuilding the body. So when we talk about, it says so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, I had to remember he's talking in the spiritual realm. So in the spiritual realm, Paul stated to us in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 through 21, you read it, and it tells you, know ye not that ye are the temple of God. Come on. And that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, you go back and look at what he just said. He said, so that this person will sit in the temple of God, showing himself to be God. Now, you think about what has happened to the evangelicals.
Mm.
This man has converted them, and now he sits in their temple where God should be, where the Holy Spirit should be. And every judgment that they make is based on what he told them.
Wow, come on now. Come on. All right. Well,
we're getting deep, Pastor Eddie. I'm telling you. So
yes, we
he
are.
Sits in the temple of God. The temple of God is you.
Amen.
And they
Come
keep
on.
Telling, even in our Congress, if he tells them not to do anything, they won't do it. You know? And so he said, verse 5 says, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. I told you that there were antichrists already in the earth. They were here. He said, for the mystery of iniquity do already work. And people have to understand there's a difference between sin and iniquity. Sin is sinning without knowledge. Iniquity is sinning against knowledge. You know what the word says, but you're still going to follow after what other people are saying. That's why he said, be not moved with every wind of doctrine. Because everybody is not trying to go the right way. He said, only he who letteth will now let him. They are already letting him do those things. And through all the stuff that we have experienced, the Republican Party has been silent. And the evangelical, who you would think would stand for the body of Christ, they've been silent as well.
Hallelujah. Come
but
on.
Whenever he does something, they cheer him on. And we have some of the pastors, Pastor Jensen and some of the others, they're laying on hands on him and praying for this man, you know?
Right.
So now watch this, Pastor Eddie. Now, this is verse 8, and I'm trying to condense it as much as I can, but this is a very strong subject. It said, and then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him, watch this, whose comings is after the workings of Satan with all power, watch this, and signs and lying wonders. Are we not paying attention? Because what did they call this whole thing, Pastor Eddie? The big lie. They called it the big lie. And he's cried for 4 years about what happened. Courts have told him that he lost. Everybody around him told him that he lost. But still he's saying, and he's got a whole following of these people that are believing the big lie. The Bible said their time will come where they will not endure sound doctrine, but they shall turn their ears from what the truth unto fables, made up stuff. Made up stuff, right? And lastly, verse 10, and I like I said, I'm trying to work this thing, but he said, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Every one of these people that are believing on this lie, they're going to perish.
Wow.
Because they are trusting in this lie.
Right.
And there's no truth in the lie. He said, you'll know them by the fruit that they bear. All the things that he said and all the things that he's done, it's helping us to identify him. They're going to perish. Why? Because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. They're going to go ahead and believe this big lie, Eddie. And Pastor Eddie, you know, like I said, I'm here because the word of the Lord in Ezekiel says, son of man, I may be a watchman. You give them warning for me.
Wow.
He's telling you he's going to try to incite a civil war. He wants a bloodbath. He wants people to defend his lie that he told. And that's the same thing that the devil wants. The devil wants you to defend a lie. He even told Jesus on the pinnacle, all this will I give you if you'll just bow down and worship me. You do what I'm telling you to do, and you can have all these things. A lot of these evangelical pastors, they got their PPPs and all this money, and they're getting their nice private jets and all of that from the money that he gave them.
Mm-mm-mm.
Remember on my message, I put it, and I hope people will go to my Facebook page. I did part one and part two, and I did that based on Matthew 24, Luke 21, and the Gospels. And the message I talked about was take a look around, because we're seeing all the signs of the time that Jesus spoke about in Matthew 24 when the disciples came to him and said, tell us, when shall these things be? What should be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And first and foremost, Pastor Eddie, he said right out of his mouth, right out the beginning, he said, take heed that what? No man deceive you. He said, for many shall come in my name and say, I am Christ. Look at it. Oh, Christ is over here. Oh, yes, this is in the name of Jesus. All of this stuff. And when we come and really look at it, it's religious but not spiritual. Come on here. Hmm. There's a whole lot of stuff that looks so religious, like, oh, my goodness. And you hear so much preaching. They're preaching, but they're not teaching.
Hmm.
They're preaching words, but at the end of it, when they preach it, they put their own spin on it to subvert the word of God. And
right.
If it's not God's word, it becomes their word. And they're doing it because they of something that they want. That's the way that you tell the difference between who's preaching the real gospel and who's not.
Amen.
They preach because they want something from you, or they want control over you. And they want to have the things that supply their lavish lifestyle and all of that. That's how you get to know. Donald Trump, he wants the power.
And that's why
he's doing what he'll do whatever he has to do. If you don't agree with him, Pastor Eddie, then you become of no use to him. Come on here.
Well, Chief Apostle, let me interrupt you for just a moment. You're breaking it down in the layman terms, making it easy. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. We have Facebook is back up. You know, we were talking about T-Rump, and whenever you're talking about politics, hey, Julie, how are you? Welcome, Keisha Frazier. Welcome, Julie. It's such an honor and a pleasure beyond words. Everybody on Facebook and Instagram, listen, we're talking about what T-Rump said to the public the other day. He said, if he is not reelected as president, there will be a massacre and a bloodbath for the country. And he said that the illegal immigrants were animals. What it does is it takes me back to Black history, because during slavery for blacks, they said that we were animals, okay? So now the illegal immigrants are animals. I guess we've evolved. But guess what? The real animals, and I just want to be, name me one African-American that lives in America that has started a war in Vietnam or in the Middle East or anywhere. All the wars that have ever been fought have been started by the Europeans. And they start these wars with an agenda. They didn't go to the Middle East just to have a war. They wanted the oil from the Middle East. And the Middle Easterns are like, no, y'all ain't coming over here tearing up our country, taking our oil, okay? And then when they went to Vietnam, they wanted something out of Vietnam. All these wars that have ever been fought are not started by African Americans, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So here's what we got to do. We got to remember something, y'all. We got to have a memory. Hey, Sister Grace, welcome, Sister Grace. Donald Trump, T-Rump is saying, I have it right here. He said, there's a little bit of moving around there in the background, please. So he said, there will be a bloodbath if I'm not reelected as president. Now, I don't need to remind you of January the 6th when he pulled a coup on the state capitol, where people died, people were trampled, they broke into the Congress rooms, offices, they tore up the Capitol building, they broke structures. And how do you get 92 indictments and you're still able to run for president of the United States? Now, if I had two indictments, I'd probably be incarcerated. Okay? So how does this guy get all this favor, and he's a straight criminal. As Michael Jackson would say, a smooth criminal. And we can't allow him to dictate, and that's exactly what he's doing. He wants a dictatorship. He wants to do away with the Constitution of the United States of America, and he wants to rewrite it. He wants to work with Putin. He wants to work with Kim Jong-un and their dictators, and they kill their people when they get out of line. And Putin just killed the guy that could have ran for the president of Russia. He's dead now, so there's nobody else but Putin.
Yes, Navalny.
You know, yeah, he killed Navalny, and he's killed anybody who thought about running for president of Russia. So something's going on. It's deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountain, and swifter than the rivers. Now, if you want to call in to the show right now, you want to call in, you want to say something, dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. I dare you to call in and talk about this topic. I dare you to call in. Now, look, I've got to tell you, I don't know about you, but I voted in the primary, and I'm going to vote again, that we don't let T-Rump get back in the White House. If we do, the United States is doomed, with a capital D, doomed, okay? Because this guy is not in favor of the people, and he said, oh, once I'm elected in office, I'll get the wall up right away and I'll shut down the borders. Well, guess what? When he was in office, he didn't shut down the borders. He did not. Okay? So let's get this right, okay? And without further ado, hold that thought, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. I want to go to Clarence and Mallon. Clarence and Mallon.
Oh, yeah, I got some more.
Yeah, I know you do. Wait, hold on. Before we go to Clarence, I got a caller in the 404 area code. Caller in the 404-790 area code. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, sir. And you?
I'm doing fantastic. It's a beautiful day in our neighborhood. State your name and where you're calling from.
Eugene Gardner. I'm out of Atlanta, but I'm here in L.A., though.
Okay,
I met
Eugene.
Pastor Jones in church yesterday. Yes, sir.
Amen. This is Pastor Jones you're talking to right now, live. Everybody say good morning to Brother Eugene. Everybody say good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brother
Eugene.
Thank
you so much.
It's an honor to have you on. Eugene, we're going to get with you, but you can join us in this topic right now, what we're talking about, and we're going to get right back to you. But our first topic that we're talking about right now, and you're our second topic, our first topic is Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, who's on the line with us right now, and the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show host. We want to talk about T-Rump. And his threat on America, on American people, if he does not make president. He said there will be a bloodbath, and he said there will be a massacre of Americans, which will start a civil war if he is not reelected as president. I'm going to come back to you while you think about that, Brother Eugene. I'm going to go to our co-producer, Clarence M. Allen. Please take the floor. Give us your take on what you think, on what you feel about T-Rump saying he's going to cause a bloodbath and a massacre if he's not reelected.
Yes, first let me just commend you, Pastor Eddie, and especially Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry with this phenomenal insight, knowledge, light, and education to what's going on. Chief Apostle was hitting the bullet points right on target.
You know what,
Brother
Clarence, you're right. Let me give him this right here. Here you go, Chief.
Yes.
All right, go ahead, Brother Clarence.
Yes, and so, you know, when Chief Apostle went into and broke it down with the definition of a bloodbath, and we look at 4 years ago, and he sent his entourage, his followers, his peons, whatever you want to call it, down to the state capitol. That day he said, fight like hell.
Hell, yes, sir.
Sure
did.
And so when we found out in the crowd, there were white nationalist groups that were armed.
Yes.
There was a guy, I believe, who had a bag with bombs.
Yes.
A lady was killed trying to get through the door. They had to shoot to kill to stop the attack, to slow it down. Politicians and even the vice president, Mike Pence, at that time, were being evacuated for their life, for their safety.
Exactly.
The
now,
whole floor.
Brother Clarence, hold that thought 1 second. The woman that was shot by the Secret Service, if I'm not mistaken, she was a military, she was an ex-military, I don't know if she was ex-Army, ex-Navy, but of course she was on the Donald Trump side, but they ended up finding out later that she had served in the military, and one of our own American CIA agents shot and killed.
Absolutely.
A veteran.
And so when we look at this, and when we say bloodbath, now right now today, if I call any one of you and I threaten to do bodily harm to you, or if I'm out in public and I make a threat to do bodily harm, we call that a terrorist threat.
Yes, they do.
So when this guy said 4 years ago, fight like hell, when he said yesterday or Saturday, whatever day that was,
yes,
this is going to be a bloodbath. That is a terrorist threat. The
it
FBI
is.
Should have been right up on that stage handcuffing him right away.
Man.
But we have to understand that they want to call this place the United States, but there is nothing united with the states, with a lot of the people in this nation. It is so divided and so separated and
wow.
So much division in this country.
Brother Clarence, I want to share this with you. You are hitting every nail on the head, every nail. Sister Julie Hitchens said, how can someone, just on Facebook Live, how can someone make threats and no one in Homeland Security or the CIA or the FBI gets involved? This sounds like a terrorist threat to her. And you're right, Julie. It is a terrorist threat. And Clarence hit the nail on the head. It's a terrorist threat. And if any of us make a terrorist threat, they'll be kicking our door in with the CIA and the FBI, and they will arrest us, and we will be charged as a felony. A terrorist threat is a felony. Okay, so.
Absolutely. And I was leading up to answer that statement. And so when we look at the government today, right now it's so divided because you look at the right, they are his followers. And it's not just in government. It's every level of law enforcement and even the military. There are people who installed in these corporations of law are supposed to be law enforcement. I would call it unlawful enforcement because a brother was just released today to serve 16 years for a crime he didn't do.
Wow.
And so me and you spoke earlier, and I sent you something on this young man, Stinney Jr. He was so small, they had to put books up under him. He was, I believe, 14 years old or something like that, or 12, and he was lied up on raping two young whites. This happened before Emmett Till Jr. He was executed. He was so small, the helmet on his head wouldn't fit, what they put on the head to execute. And so when we look at all this, all the lies that's been told on us, and when he called gang members animals, this is a racial connotation targeting blacks and Latinos regardless of your nationality. It's the color of your skin. And when I look at him saying there'd be a bloodbath, and I see the black woman up there on stage behind him. I see the black man behind him.
they think they are immune from that. They are very much deceived because a bullet has no eye. It has no brain. It just has a target. It don't even know what it's going to hit.
Mm-hmm,
it just hits the target because of the aim of these
Clarence, elections. Hold that thought. Hold that thought for 1 minute, Clarence. I want to shout out Missionary Sophie all the way from Africa. Thank you for joining us on Facebook Live. Thank everybody that's on Facebook Live, everybody that's on Instagram. If you want to reach us on Instagram, it's Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Instagram and Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live right now. Now, I want you to hear something really quick. Don't pay attention to the commercial part. Let's see. Let's see. I want to turn this down. I just want you to listen to something for a second. And let's skip it and get right to it. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. Everybody heard it. We didn't make this up. We didn't start this topic because it was something we just want to make up. This is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God. T-Rump is threatening of a bloodbath and a massacre in America if he is not reelected as president. And I never called him the president. I said he was a resident of the United States of America. He was just a resident, not the president, because he does not know how to run his deceit. When you are the chief of staff of the United States of America, you got to know what to do and how to do it. And threatening people's lives and sending people to go pull a coup on the Capitol and attacking people of color is not the way to run the presidency of the United States of America. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to put in my hat for the seat in the United States of America. And I have my own panel. I got Brother Clarence M. Allen. I got Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. I got Talana Jones. I got everybody I need. I have Aretha Adams Jones. We already have a whole staff. We can do it. And guess what? It won't be a bloodbath. Okay? It won't be a massacre.
Amen.
Amen. Because what the message he's sending out to these hate groups, and I'm skinheads, national, whoever, the Proud Boys, they ain't proud. Proud of what? Proud to go kill innocent people? Proud to go do it? That's nothing to be proud about. This story right now is going to Africa because if Missionary Sophie's on from Africa, that means that other people are listening from Africa right now, and I'm so happy that people listen to this show from around the world. Okay, because you're not going to get this on the regular news because this is a civil rights talk. We talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point of the game, we can't fall for nothing. I want to go – hold that thought, Clarence. Hold that thought 1 second. I want to go to our other special guest, Brother Eugene. Brother Eugene, you hear what's going on? You hear what we're talking about? I want to get your take on it real quick. Go right ahead. Take the floor.
Well, I just politics is it's a funny thing. I never really tried to get involved with it too much because I just feel like a lot of politicians just don't do the right thing, especially Donald Trump. He wants to be a dictator versus doing it the right way. The comments that he make and how he gets away with it, I don't understand. I don't think half of America understand it, but yet we let it go by. I never seen somebody get away with so much mess, as we could just say, and just sum it up. I mean, this guy seems like he's above the law. It's just disgusting to me, things he get away with, the things he do, the things he say. But America allows it. They accept it. You know, they love him. You know, what could we do? Get out and vote and prayerfully get Biden back in there, you know?
Yes. Well, man, thank you very much, Brother Eugene. But I got to tell you, I know a lot of people that don't love Donald Trump. I mean a lot. Matter of fact, I know some Republicans that don't love Donald Trump. Matter of fact, the Speaker of the House was saying talking against Donald Trump just the other day. Now, he's the Speaker of the House, and he has a vendetta against him. Matter of fact, they have to shut down DeSantis because DeSantis said, and I want you to elaborate on this, Brother Clarence, when I come back to you. He said he doesn't want the Haitians in America. It's okay to let everybody else go, but don't let in the Haitians. And what is the color of the skin of the Haitians? It is a dark melon color as African Americans. And he said it's okay for everybody else, but not the Haitians. So there's a bias. There's a separation. There is anger, animosity, and racism coming out, unfortunately, of America. And everybody is not that way in America. Just a certain cycle of people. Now I'm having a problem with my Facebook again. It seems like every time we start getting deeper and deeper into this particular topic, something happens with Facebook. But what it says is, due to poor wireless connection, your broadcast has been paused. Consider moving to find better signal, or you can end the broadcast. Now, that's what they're saying here. Now, you know good and well, and now it's back on again. It's back on. Okay, thank you. Okay. I see some hearts going up and some thumbs up going up. It's back up. This is a political civil rights talk show. If you want to call in right now, you dial 646-787-8064. Matter of fact, I would love for someone to call in right now and give us your take. 646-787-8064. Julie, call in. Julie, feel free to call in. I would love to hear from you. 646-787-8064. Missionary Sophie, all the way from Africa, if you can call in, use WhatsApp, 646-787-8064. I want to go, before I go back to Clarence, I want to go to Talana Jones. Talana Jones, take the floor. The ex-guy said that, hey, Grant AME Long Beach, God bless y'all. How y'all doing? Love y'all, Grant AME Long Beach. Amen. He said that if he does not get back in the White House, there's going to be a bloodbath. Julie, call in, Julie, please. 646-787-8064. Call in. I want to get your point. Okay, Tawana, take the floor. What do you think about what T-Rump said?
I just have to agree with my panel, especially with this is a conspiracy to program people, especially people who are not on T-Rump's side, to do something. And that dictatorship, as everyone has pointed out, it's not for the people. It's not in the best interest of us moving forward in the future. So I just feel that this is it's a warning sign that we all need to pay attention to. And even if they're trying to lie and say that it's not true, that is just another reason exactly why we should pay attention more to what's going on. So I pray for the people, for our people, for the world, because it's getting crazy, and the signs of time, as many have been sharing on the show this morning, is here. And it's time to pay attention, stay aware, and galvanize, and learn that we are better together than apart.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Ooh, let me get, hold on, boy. We got something for that one right there. Well said, Talana. Well said. With that being said, I'm going to go back to Clarence, and then we're going to go back to Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, who opened up this very important topic. What is our topic? If you're just coming on, our first topic is Apostle Kenneth Curry and the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show host talk about T-Rump and his threats on American people if he does not make president. He said there will be a massacre. Do you know what a massacre is? Do you remember the Valentine's Day massacre when they killed all those guys? Do you know the enormity of a massacre? Come on. Do you know what a bloodbath is? Can you believe that somebody, another guy, I don't know if he's such a human being, he's more animalistic than he is a human man, saying something like that? I feel the animal in him. Thank you so very much. He is, you know, to say that there's going to be a massacre and a bloodbath if he doesn't make president, the audacity of another person who's just a human being who has a left and right leg like anybody else, and I'm just going to call, you know what? I call him T-Rump, but his nickname is Orange Man. Orange Man, that's his nickname. Orange Man is his nickname, okay? How about that? Yeah, that's his nickname, Orange Man. So Orange Man / a.k.a. T-Rump wants there to be a massacre if he doesn't make president of the United States of America for 2024. I don't know why he's still allowed to walk around and do these kind of things. I think this is redundantly ridiculous. It's a slap in the face to the American people who pay their taxes. It's a disgrace to America, and it's a disgrace to everybody who wants to have a good presidency and have a good vote, you know, everything legal across the board. And with that being said, Clarence, give us your closing remarks on this topic real quick, really quick, Clarence, and then we're going to go back to Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry.
Yes, and you know, I was leading up with our government, and I spoke about the politicians who were attacked. I spoke about the Republican side, those who are all his followers, and there may be even some Democrats. But when I was mentioning our law enforcement and our military, we have no idea how many are the percentage of those who are in service right now and is armed who are willing to back him up today, because it took several hours enough enforcement to get there to stop the assault at the White House. And so when we look at this today, when we say bloodbath, we have not only those white nationalists, the Ku Klux Klan, the Nazis, all of this is here in this country waiting and ready to strike. And we know who's going to be at the tip of the spear of the aim of the point. So when we look at this, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, Chelano Jones, to our guest, Brother Eugene Gardner, Eddie, and to all our listeners, special guests and followers, I'm just saying, and we said it earlier on the show, beware and be aware. Pay attention, because you don't like somebody the way they think, the way they believe. We need to listen to them, because they will speak their plan, and we must be ready. Thank you.
Wow. Let's give Brother Clarence a big hand for that, man. Wow. Let's go back to none other than Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, our extremely special guest all the way from North Carolina. Chief Apostle, let me give you a little history about Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. I received the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award from Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, and I'm honored beyond words. It came from President Joe Biden. Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry worked with the president giving out these prestigious awards to people who have done great work in the community. My civil rights organization has done work in the community for the last 30 years. You can always go to my website and check us out and see what all we do. We're here every Monday, and then I have a sermon that I do every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And every Sunday and every Monday, our show is here. It's a civil rights talk show, and you guys know what we do on this show. Hey, Brenda Crowley, it's such an honor and a pleasure to have you on with us. We talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. This is the real deal, Holyfield. There's no smoking guns on our show. Amen. I'm so happy to see my church, Grant AME Church. I want to send a shout out to Dr. Michael Eagle, Dr. Eagle, and to all of the AME Church family. I've been a long AME member for many, many years. Came from First AME Church in Los Angeles on Adams and Harvard under the tutelage of Cecil L. Chip Murray. I want to shout out my pastor right now, Dr. Terry Wilson at Good News Missionary Baptist Church, where I was yesterday, and we had a good time in Jesus. And then I want to give it back right now to Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. Take the floor. This man is doing great things. Matter of fact, I got to say this. We went together and we gave an award to Captain Willie Daniels. We gave an award to Captain Willie Daniels, and we also gave an award to Bill Montgomery. Oh my gosh, we all were there. The work never stops. Didn't you give an award and honorary doctorate to the Whispers, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And also Michael Cooper and Colton Pilot, they received the awards and also honorary doctorates.
Now, I don't want to tell anybody what I'm going to get yet, but I'm going to hold on. Should I say it or not? Should I not say it or should I say it?
It's working. It's working. It's in the works, we'll just present at the time.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
I'm
gonna leave it right there. Chief Apostle, take over. Take the floor. Go right ahead. This bloodbath stuff, this massacre stuff, coming from a human being who's inhumane to me, because just take the floor. Go right ahead.
Well, listen, that's why it's so important, because the Bible teaches us to watch as well as pray. And so for those that were just coming on, I just want to give you the scriptures so you can go back and look at it before I go into this last part of scripture that I want to share with you. The first one was in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 through 10. Then we did 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, where it talked about the temple of God. And now I want you all to look at 2 Timothy chapter 3. And I want to read verses 1 through 7. And so I just want to, because, you know, we were talking about what was said about the people. And as I was looking on CNN, there was a Hispanic lady. And as he was talking about the immigrants, and, you know, she took very much offense because that's her nationality. That's you know, those are her origins. And she said for him to say what he said, that the immigrants are contaminating the blood of his country, is such a racist remark. And so... But that's where we're going with this thing, and that's why it's so important that we watch as well as pray. We're watching the signs of the time. We're watching the economics. We're watching the leadership. All these different things make an impact on how we react as spiritual people. So let me go with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3, and I want to read 1 through 7. It says, "This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come," meaning dangerous times. And if you haven't looked around lately, these are dangerous times.
Yes,
he said, "What? Men shall be lovers of their own selves." Come on. Coveted.
Preach.
Boaster. Proud. Blasphemer. Disobedient to parents. Come on here. Unthankful. Unholy. Without natural affections, truth breakers. They broke the truth. Many of these countries, Russia and Ukraine and all, they broke the truth with other countries that they swore not to invade. And now you've got China over here threatening to invade Taiwan. And so there's truth breakers.
Chief Apostle, one of the people on Facebook Live said, "Can you please restate the scriptures? They want to write those scriptures down. They would like to be."
Yes, I can. I sure can.
Go right ahead.
It is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 through 11. Then we have
Then we have 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 through 21. And
right.
Then last but not least, we are now in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 7.
Okay.
Now, this is the atmosphere that is talked about in the last days, which the perilous times. It says they should be men shall be lovers of their own self. This is verse 2. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. You see these young people, and it's like they don't have any natural affections to tell them killing another person is wrong.
You got that right. Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, Chief Apostle, I want to shout out Praise Luya radio show has joined us. Praise Luya, we want to thank you for joining us. Their whole radio show is listening to us right now. And this is such a very important topic that Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry is talking about. This is the future of our, what we call America, and the future is not T. Rump, the ex-president, ex-resident of the United States, saying that if he doesn't make president, he's going to have a massacre and a bloodbath in America.
Bloodbath.
That is unbelievable, unacceptable. The audacity, the poor words, poor choice of words, poor thought coming from a human mind that wants to be a leader and a dictator in the United States. No way, Jose. No way. Go ahead, Chief Apostle.
So he says in verse 3, without natural affection. These young people, they don't have natural affections because, like I said, you know, they play so many of these video games that they think if they shoot somebody, just like in the game, they can just press the button and reset it and those people will magically appear. But when the reality hits that they just killed another human being, then they're like, oh, my goodness. They panic because it's the way that the society has gripped them. So we have, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent fears, despisers of those that are good. You got people that are trying to do the right thing, but you got these other people that are bashing them and calling them traitors for doing the right thing. You know, we see that within our own government.
Chief Apostle, hold on. I want to share something with everybody. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Now, look, our word of the week, every week we do this, and I want to do it really quick and go back to Chief Apostle, and then we're going to get into another interview. Our word of the week is Savior. Y'all define that word. You know what Savior is, okay? That's our word of the week. Now, everything we're talking about, I chose this scripture, and here's our scripture of the week. Here's our scripture of the week. Write it down. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Hallelujah. And now I'm going to say, read it one more time. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And that is applicable to T-Rump, a.k.a. Orange Man. Go right ahead, Chief Apostle.
Now, Pastor Eddie, look at verse 4. Everybody look at verse 4 that can look at it. The first word in that tells a whole lot about where we are. It says traitors. Now, T-Rob, everybody that does not agree with him, he calls him what? Traitors. Come on here.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. You know,
I didn't write this. The Lord wrote it. It's in the Word
Amen.
Of God.
Come on here.
High-minded. Lovers of what? Pleasure more than lovers of God.
They like the money that they get, and they like the jobs. You know, same atmosphere that Jesus had when the scribes and Pharisees, well, if we agree with him, he'll take away our positions. Condone the right thing, you know. So they go ahead and condone the wrong thing, and they crucified Christ because of religious people. They were religious and not spiritual. And so we're seeing that same atmosphere, Pastor Eddie. One of the things that stands out is what Jesus said in the Gospels, Matthew 24. He told us it will be as it was in the days of Noah.
Man.
And so, Dr. Eddie, I had to look at that thing because if you go back to Genesis and look at the atmosphere that was going on in the days of Noah,
God decreed
that every imagination of man's heart is what? Continually evil. Now let's fast forward back to the gospel. He said it be as it was in the days of Noah. So what we're seeing is every imagination of man is continually evil, but Paul breaks it down in 2 Timothy and tells you how they're going to act. They're going to be traitors, heady, high-minded, love of the pleasure, more than love of God. Now look at verse 5. This is the structure of the church. Watch this. He said, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. We see a whole lot of entertainment structured in the church. And we don't see the worship of God in the church, but they replace the whole, they ushered the Holy Spirit out and replaced it with the money changers, the same one Jesus ran out of the temple. They're back in there. And every word from them, you got to pay for it. Come on, Pastor Eddie.
All right.
What I'm saying here? But lastly, I want to drop down to verse 7.
Yeah.
It says, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
No matter what you say to them,
they've chosen in this season to believe a lie because they have been deceived. And like I said, we could go on and talk about these different things, but the Bible teaches that God gave them over to a reprobate mind, that they might defile themselves. And so that's what you're seeing. But we have to stick to the word of God. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord does what, Eddie? Raise up a standard.
That's right. Hey, Chief Apostle, let me interrupt you for one second.
Yes, sir. I know.
Let's give Chief Apostle a big hand.
God bless you, Pastor Eddie.
Man, God bless you, man. If you didn't get the give me one second. If you did not get the unadulterated word yesterday, you definitely have the word this morning, amen? And we're talking about, in the Bible, it says that there will be false prophets. And the Bible talks about people that will mislead the people of God. It talks about people that will be sorcerers and warlocks and evil. And they'll come off like they have on sheep clothing. What president have you ever known to run for president and make some tennis shoes focusing on the black community with gold, made out of gold, with flags on them, okay? Who does that?
Yeah.
Next thing you know, he'll be making a GOP fried chicken and bringing it to the black community.
Or a Trump wig.
To the Chief Apostle. Chief Apostle.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You are prophesying. You have peeled back the layers of the onion and making us all cry in the truth. And I want to say this last little thing. You have prophesied so much of this scripture that yesterday a young man over in Philadelphia went in the house, killed his mother. That was one of the scriptures you just said. Killed his sister, his ex-girlfriend, carjacked two cars.
Yes, sir.
And went and took over another house over in New Jersey.
I saw that
so
too. You know,
are
they,
prophesying. You are prophesying, priest.
Brother,
this is where we are.
Mm-hmm. I read that article, and I want to say this mm-hmm. about that. These are our young people now. They've been shooting up in Philadelphia. They've been shooting up in Chicago. They've been killing everywhere. Our youth don't have no respect for their parents. I mean, I'm not saying all of them 100%, but a lot of our youth are in trouble because they don't get the proper leadership. Julie Hitchens said, amen, amen, amen. And I want to send a shout out to First Lady Felita Wilkes out in Los Angeles, California on Instagram. She said, good morning to all the people, all the beautiful people. And I want to, we're about to go right back to Brother Eugene in just a few minutes. I want to give you some closing remarks on this topic right here because we got to move on. It's 10 minutes after 10 and we start our regular session.
Yes,
at 10. And I want to make sure, Chief Apostle, don't go anywhere. We need you. Julie Hitchens said, we are in the last days, evil and wickedness at an all-time high, watching and praying. We need to be watchful. We need to be mindful. We need to be vigilant. We need to be prayed up, stayed up and prayed up. We need to anoint ourselves and anoint our children. You don't know what's going to happen when you walk out the door these days. You just have to, you know, put on the full armor of God. But let me just tell you,
that's right.
I preached my sermon yesterday. My sermon was about whatever you do, keep your trust in God. That was my sermon yesterday. I came
that's
out of the
right.
book of Exodus. I came out of Exodus chapter 14, verse 6 through 31, where the people, where Moses was chosen to lead the people to freedom. Amen. But the people
yeah.
didn't trust God. They didn't trust God. But once they got across that Red Sea and they seen it close up on Pharaoh and his army, then they said, oh, now in verse 31, which I want to remember, verse 31, it says, thus Israel saw the great work which the Lord had done in Egypt. So the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. It took something tremendous for them to happen, for them to actually believe that God was doing what he said he was going to do. And that's where we need to be these days. We need to be stayed up and prayed up and remember what God said he's going to do. And God said, I will. Not I might. I will take care of you. What did he say? I will fight your battles. Amen. What did he say? Have faith and trust in me. Hebrews 11 and 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I paraphrase that by saying you can't see the air that you breathe, right? But it keeps you alive. You can't see God, but he's always there. So that's all. This is a extremely very important topic. We are in spiritual battles right now. Huh? Remember Ephesians chapter 6. We put on the full armor of God. And don't forget to
mm-hmm.
be out of it. Amen. Blessed are those who seeks God's face, because you will see God. Amen. Blessed are those who hunger. Amen. We got to remember, never to forget, God is in charge of this whole project, not the devil. The devil is a temporary, he has a temporary time. His time is so short that he should do everything that he can to defile everybody that he can. And his job is to steal and destroy. Go ahead, Chief Apostle.
Pastor Eddie, as you know, I had a medical procedure today, so my lovely wife, who's a nurse, she's getting after me. So I want to give them the scriptures again so you can read it for yourself so you won't say I said something that was not in the Word of God, you know, because that's what's going to help us. So let me give you the scriptures once again, and then I'm going to exit I pray that something is said will bless someone, because we need to be in the Word of God. It is,
hallelujah.
First of all, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 through 11, or 3 through 10, I'm sorry. Then 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16. And then lastly, it is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. And as I said, just look around and see if you see someone that fits this particular identity. But know this, like in that verse 9, it said, even him whose coming is after the workings of Satan with all power and signs
right.
and lying wonders. Lying wonders. Come on here.
Well,
hold
that thought. Let's give a big round of applause for Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, our guest. Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah. Now, Chief Apostle, thank you so very much. I know you got to, you know, relax and rest, you know, and we're praying for you. Matter of fact, Heavenly Father, a big healing and a big blessing for Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry and everybody on the show, everybody on Facebook and Instagram and Blog Talk Radio. Send out your blessings, Lord, whatever their prayer request is, Lord. Let it be answered in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, God, in Jesus' mighty name for everything, positive and good. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. I receive Amen. That. And God bless you all. Have a blessed day. And we'll be back here, Lord willing, the next Monday
yes.
at the same time.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
God bless you, Apostle Curry.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, with that being said, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights. We're going to get into another interview. Our second topic is a Brother Eugene who works with kids in the community. Let's talk about saving the youth because that's what it's all about right now. We got to save our youth, and this is why we've been talking the way that we have because a lot of our youth are perishing, and they're disrespecting themselves. I just saw an article where a young lady got into a fight. She was egged on. Everybody had their phone on social media, taping the fight, you know, video going live with the fight. And she slammed the girl's head into the ground two times, busted the girl's skull. Now the young lady that did that is facing prison time. She's only 16 years old. And the other girl is only 16 years old. The other girl is in critical condition in a coma in the hospital. Over a fight, over nothing, everybody's yaying on and TikTok live, Facebook live, Instagram live. Now the girls may not live or just be a vegetable. And the girl that did it now is being charged as an adult. And she might be doing, because it's attempted murder. You see how 1 second can turn into the wrong thing in just a second. The devil is so busy, so cunning, so sneaky, so creepy. He comes in and he just ruins your life forever if you don't stay out the way of the devil. If you don't stay prayed up, put on the full armor of God, you're going to be in trouble. With that being said, welcome, Eugene. Welcome to the show. Please take the floor and tell us all about it. What do you do?
Well, I want to say thank you for having me on your show. I'm Minister Jones, and I want to say hello to all other ministers of the gospel and everyone that's listening. My name is Eugene Gardner. I'm originally from Florida. I moved from Atlanta to L.A. I've worked with the youth for over 30 years. And one of the reasons I'm so passionate about the youth because I came up with very humble beginnings, single-parent family. My father was never there, and I never understood why. So it kind of caused me to drift into the wrong direction. And I learned that God will use your pain for a purpose. And God gave me a purpose to help so many other young people that come from single-parent homes. And in Atlanta, we started a big program. And then the organization was NorthwestYouthPower.org. And through that program, Minister Jones, we helped over 200 kids go on to college and graduate. And now they're out there playing it for us. Blessed to be here in L.A. for the past two, going on 3 years, and I have a ministry down at Jesse Owens Park where we have about 200 kids that are working with trying to teach them to be student athletes, because a lot of these kids want to be rappers, a lot of them want to be football players, but, you know, we want to teach them to be a student first, and then they can proceed with that athletic stuff, and try to get them in church, and I'm working with Pastor, and I think we're going to do a wonderful thing. Pastor Nelson, you know, he comes out and pray with the youth, and we formed a good partnership with. So I'm kind of excited.
Did you mean Dr. Terry Wilson?
Terry Wilson, I'm sorry, Dr. Wilson.
Yes, sir.
We partnered, and he comes out and pray with the kids and talk with the kids, and it's just been amazing. Just to see the Lord moving, statistics say out of four kids, three of them are headed toward penal institutions. That's an alarming statistic. So we're trying to change that to where these kids go to a higher learning education versus, you know, going to prison. And we're just trying to make a dent, Minister Jones, and here in L.A., that's all I'm trying to do.
It sounds really great. Could you tell us where you guys meet at? And can you give out a website, email address, or a way where people can contact you if they have youth that they want to get involved into your program? And what's the name of your program? And just go ahead and give out all your information right now, because people are listening all over the United States. People want to get their kids involved in something that can keep them off the streets, away from drugs and alcohol, and away from violence. Go right ahead.
Well, the name of the organization is Woodcrest Generals, and it's out of Jesse Owens Community Park in L.A., California. You can reach me at 404-790-1677. Again, you can reach me at 404-790-1677, or you can email me at EugeneGardner1966@gmail.com.
Okay. Do you guys have a website?
Not well, they have a website, but I don't know it because I just partnered with them about 2.5 years. And a lot of my work is hands-on with the kids in the community. I go out in the community, bring them in the park, teaching them, you know, about making great decisions. So I really hadn't got involved, Minister Jones, you know, in the website. I know it, but I just don't have it right in front of me. So I'm sorry about that.
Is the organization a 501c3 nonprofit organization?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes,
so if people want to,
it is a 501c3.
If people want to, like, donate tennis shoes, whatever, if I, you know some people at Nike or whatever, how do they do that? Do they just email you and or the 501c3, do you know how to, you know, who
yes,
will we
I
contact?
Yes, I do. I have all of that. The president of is Miss Pamela, and I have her phone number and I have that information. But what I'm saying, you could call me at 404-790-1677. Yes, we do have a 501c3. They can give. It's a great organization, and I'm sorry, Minister Jones, that I don't have the website information in front of me.
That's okay. But that's okay. But what I want to do is I want to say, I'm telling you now live on the show, I want to come out because I too have worked with kids for over 30 years myself. So I want to make sure that I donate some time along with Dr. Terry Wilson, my pastor, and me, Pastor Eddie Jones. And I want to come out and support and speak and pray with the kids too, because like I said, our kids, we need motivation, integrity, dignity, social skills, etiquette, self-love, self-respect, and definitely the word of God. You know, with that being said, I'm volunteering my time right now, right here on the show, live, and we're going to hook up and we're going to see what all we can do together. How about that, brother?
Yes, sir. And like I said, you know, one of the things that I've learned about L.A., it's a lot of gangs out here in L.A., Pastor, and, you know, it depends on what area you live in, what set you're from, and I'm trying to break the barriers. It doesn't matter what color you wear, where you're from. Kids are kids, and I want these kids to grow up and have an opportunity to see the world. I want them to be good students and go on to be successful, and I'm trying to right now to get a location and do a movie night with the kids, and a lot of things that I'm trying to set up and that I'm bringing from Atlanta here in L.A., and I just ask that everybody on this call to just pray that God give me strength and God give me the wisdom and just give me the anointing to do the things that he has commissioned me to do right here in L.A.
You know, Brother Eugene, I'm going to share this with you, and everybody already knows this on the show. About 3 weeks ago, I did a special thing about Cam Newton. You know who Cam Newton is, right, Eugene?
I do.
Okay, Cam Newton has a football camp that he does in Atlanta, and he's doing his football camp, and some guys decided they wanted to attack him during his football camp. Well, they were being very disrespectful, and I said if I was Cam Newton, and matter of fact, I reached out to Cam Newton's camp, and, Cam was under attack by these guys. I don't know, did you see the video?
Not all of it, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and he handled it like a professional football player would. He didn't hurt nobody. He didn't hit nobody. But he defended himself like a professional quarterback, being that he's 6 feet whatever, 250 pounds, nothing but muscle. He handled the situation really well. The heartbreaking part of it all is that all those kids saw that incident happen, and he wasn't there for the kids to see that. He was there. He puts up his own private money to open up a football camp for these disrespectful youth who was talking about, oh, you ain't this and you ain't that and all that. And then these guys that attacked him were people that he knew that he gave a position there in his camp. I don't know. What's wrong with our sisters and brothers tripping on each other, hating on each other? We got to wake up and smell the coffee because there's a new cup being brewed every second. Come on, y'all. So I just wanted to share that again because we did a segment on the show about it. I thought it was an insult to Cam Newton, who's been an outstanding stand-up football player who opened up a camp with his own money. He don't need to do that. He got his money. He's super rich. He could just go live happily ever after and not come down in the kids' community. But these kids got to learn how to respect authority. They got to learn how to respect leadership. It ain't an overnight sensation. You can't have life like a microwave just because you want it right now. Don't mean you're going to get it right now. Cam Newton earned his position. He went through all the stuff from a kid all the way up to an adult and became a quarterback and took his team all the way to the playoffs, just one game short of the Super Bowl. Matter of fact, he took them to the Super Bowl, even though
they
didn't win.
Went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they did go to the Super Bowl, yeah, and but they didn't win. But still, he did it. He succeeded. And he still holds the record for so many things that he's done as a leader, as a quarterback, and now giving back to the kids in the community. Come on, kids. Wake up, learn how to bow down and show some humility and some humbleness, and then you're going to be all right. Okay, so without further ado, because we're almost into our next segment, Clarence M. Allen, take the floor. Is there a question or a statement for Brother Eugene? Go right ahead, Brother Clarence.
Yes, first, let me just commend you, Brother Eugene. Thank you for what you're doing, working with the youth and just showing them different things that they may not be getting at home or even in their surrounding environments. And I'd like to ask you, are you collaborating with any other organizations? Although I have moved from California, I'm in Montana now, I'm still a member of Southern California Ceasefire. I've worked with Justice for Murdered Children and several other groups, United in Peace. There are a lot of other groups out there. And if you're not familiar with it, I'd like to, you know, invite you to go to one of those Southern California ceasefire meetings. They're on Wednesday nights, and it starts at 7 o'clock.
Right.
And the address is 7900 Southwestern. That's the A&E Bethel Church right there on the corner. And you meet a lot of the people. The address is 7900 Southwestern. You see the big building,
okay.
The A&E Church,
okay.
Right
that's
there on 7900 Southwestern.
Amen.
And you know, there's other resources that you can get there. And you were speaking about setting up movies. And maybe you can get some insight to Summer Night Lights, where some of these organizations collaborate with the LAPD and even the Los Angeles County Sheriffs, and they do
right.
Summer night events in parks and even show movies and safe spaces for kids and families to come and things like that. So if you go there, there's a brother named Ben Taco Owens. Let him know that I sent you or referred you.
Okay.
And get you some more resources. And collaborate with other people too, you know, because, you know, you're doing a huge, spectacular job. So thank you for
thank
what
you,
you're
sir.
Doing.
Thank you.
All right, all right, all right. All right, y'all. Let's go to Talana Jones. Talana Jones, do you have a question or a statement for Brother Eugene?
Mr. Eugene, good morning to you. I just want to ask, what was your inspiration for starting the program?
I used to be really hurt because my dad was never there, and I never understood why he didn't care for me or love me, because I it wasn't my fault that I was born, because we don't choose our mom and dad, but we can choose our Heavenly Father. And I had to learn that. And through that process, I used to ask God why my friends have a good father, you know, and a good mom. Because my dad was an alcoholic and my mom was on drugs. I used to cry and I used to hurt all the time. And I used to wonder why me, God? Why I couldn't be a normal kid? And I said it earlier, you know, God used all that pain that you have in your life for other people's purposes. And because of those that I've had, you know, in Atlanta, I started a nonprofit, and a lot of kids were similar to me, because you're not the only one going through what you're going through. It's other people. But God just chooses certain people to do his, to carry out his vision for you. And I learned a long time ago, when God gives you a vision, he don't show you the plan, because a lot of times we'll run away from it. And if God would have showed me the plan that I had to go through to get to what he wanted me to do, I never would have done it. So through all of that hurt and disappointment, it inspired me to love young people, and especially those young people that's underserved and don't have the resources. So my heart, I'm so compassionate about helping these young people. And when I came here to L.A., believe it or not, I was sitting here in Glendale like I am now in my office, and the Lord just said, go. And I went, and I ended up at Jesse Owens Park. And I don't know if you're familiar with L.A., but 96 and Western, I was told, it's in the heart of gang territory. And I didn't know that. But, you know, God said, go. And I went, and I started working with these kids. You know, they didn't have all the paperwork in order. They didn't have a lot of things in order. But since I've been there, now we have a website. Now we have a 501c3. And God blessed me with truly a man of God, Dr. Terry Wilson. You know, I met him last year, and, you know, he just, I'm like, I don't know the pastors. I need you to help me. So he comes out and pray with the kids. I have the kids coming to the church. You know, we're trying to start a youth ministry. You know, I'm trying to save these kids. I can't save the whole L.A., but I can do my part. And so I just ask y'all prayers for me. And I'm looking for relationships. I'm looking for partnerships. I'm looking for people to help me. These kids don't have shoes, clothes. I mean, it's a lot of things they don't have. If I was in Atlanta, I got resources with the mayor. I got resources with city officials. But I'm new here in L.A. You know, I'm an insurance agent. I get out and I work. The money I make, I'm pouring back into the program. But I know that's not the way it works. But I can't see a kid sitting there don't have food, don't have shoes, don't have clothes. So I say, God bless my business. Bless me in here to meet people, and I'm meeting pastors to let me come in and speak at the church, and I'm meeting people to write insurance, so the more I make, I give back, you know, to help these kids. So I just need everybody on this phone prayer. Just pray for me that God would just bless me to carry out his will.
Amen, brother.
Meet the right people to help me.
Amen, Brother Eugene. Thank you. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Amen. I want to shout out my buddy, Brother James Nelson. What's happening, my brother, on Facebook Live? I see you. Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry said, sometimes the shaping of God is a painful process. Sometimes the shaping of God is a painful process. Let me tell you something. The Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, we bring people on. We've had governors on. We've had presidents on. We've had Congress people on. We've had city officials, city council members on. We've had, you name it, they've been on our show. We've had entertainers. We've had all kinds of people on our show. Now, I just met Brother Eugene at church yesterday. Ain't that right, Brother Eugene?
Yes, sir.
And what did I gave you my word. I said, I'm going to have you on my radio show today. Didn't I say that?
You said that.
Okay, and our word is all we have, right, brother?
Yes, sir. That's right.
And if we keep our word, because, you know, there's a song by Heatwave called Ain't No Half-Stepping. It ain't no half-stepping. You either stepping all the way or you're not. And this is why we need to work together, because if we don't work together, we're separated. Divided, we fall. United, we stand. But divided, we will definitely fall. And Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry said, praying for you, don't ever be discouraged. When God has you on assignment, continue the great work. And, you know, sometimes, you know, like my organization, the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association, we've been doing this for a long time. So collaboration is very important. And that's why I brought you on, so that you can meet more people, so that you can move on with what you want to do. And with that being said, hold that thought right there. We're going to be moving around to our next segment of the show. Don't go nowhere, Brother Eugene. Let's give Brother Eugene a big hand. Let's give him a hand. Hold that thought. We're going into a whole other segment of the show right now. It's 10:34. And 10:34, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point in the game, we can't fall for nothing. Now, let me just really quickly, I want to recap our first discussion and our first topic, which was extremely important. Donald T. Trump said that if we, the people, don't put him back in office, he is going to cause a massacre and a bloodbath. Now, define the word massacre, then define the word bloodbath, put the two together, and you got nothing but the word terrible. Terrible. Unbelievable, unnecessary, unacceptable. I see Dr. Granny V. Hold that thought. We got a caller calling from the 562-519 area code. Caller in the 562-519 area code. Are you there?
I am here.
Okay, and who might this be?
Sister,
please tell us your name.
This is Sister Aretha. I'm calling from
Sister
another
Aretha.
Number.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. And then hold that thought. Don't go anywhere, Aretha. Don't go anywhere. And then Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V. Is that you there, Dr. Granny V? Vera, are you there? Call in the 323-646 area code. Are you there? Okay, we're going to put them back on hold. Call in the 323-646 area code. Did you want to say something?
Good morning.
Oops. Oh, my gosh. Wait. Okay. Caller in the 323-646 area code. Are you there?
Yes. Good morning to all. This is Sister Aretha's twin sister. Good to be here.
Oh, my gosh. Tell everybody your name.
I'm Alicia Faye. Aretha Renee's twin sister.
I know exactly who you are. And you guys sound just alike, and you guys just had a birthday.
Yes, God blessed us to turn 60.
You guys are so young. You youngsters, I tell you.
Happy birthday.
wait, hold on.
Thank you.
Let's give them a big hand for their birthday. All right. I'm just going to do the short version. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Let's give him a big hand again, you guys. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Let me tell you something. Now, wait a minute. Aretha, what is your sister's nickname that you call her?
I call her Sissy.
Yes. All right. Yeah, and Brother James, everybody said happy birthday to you guys. Brother James Nelson said happy birthday. Everybody said happy birthday. It's such an honor and a pleasure to be on the show with all these wonderful people. Felita Wilt said happy birthday, too. And
thank you.
Now, we're going to go into our regular segment, and since today's your birthday, we're going to start off with mental health and you. Now, this is a segment on our show, Mental Health and You. Mental health is so important. But
yes.
We want you to know about mental health. And, you know, everybody knows somebody who has a mental health problem. We all know somebody who might be dealing with some mental health issues. So we don't want it to be taboo. We don't want you to be ashamed. We want you to get the help that you deserve, not need, deserve. Okay? Without further ado, here's our segment, Mental Health and You. Aretha, please take the floor, a.k.a. Dr. Aretha Adams Jones, take the floor.
Thank you so much, Pastor Eddie. Good morning, happy Monday to all of you, and thank you for the birthday song and the birthday wishes from all of you. And I would like to thank my twins, Sissy, for being on the line this morning, listening
yes.
in. God bless you all. So listen, I always like to look up the national days, right? To guess what today is. Today is March the 18th, and it's National Awkward Moments Day. National Awkward Moments Day. On March the 18th, we recognize National Awkward Moments Day. This is an annual day that every person can relate to. We have all had our awkward moments from time to time. They're a part of life. They just happen. Have you ever called someone by the wrong name, tripped over nothing, walked into a door, had the completely wrong words come out of your mouth, or just forgotten what you were doing? The list could go on and on. Sometimes things just do not seem to go right, and sometimes and something happens may make you feel like you want to run and hide. No matter the day, today or any other day, everyone has them. So listen, social awkwardness in and of itself is not classified as a specific mental health condition. However, it could be associated with other conditions or traits such as social anxiety disorder. But listen, we know that mental health matters, right? And it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you and have a nice day.
Wow, well, let's give a big Dr. hand for Risa. Dr. Risa, we want to give you a big hand.
Happy birthday again, Dr. Risa.
Thank you.
Edith said happy birthday. James Nelson said happy birthday.
My wife
said happy birthday. First Lady Felita Wolf said happy birthday to you both. To both of you guys. And so, Sissy, what would you like to say? We got you live on the radio. What would you like to say, Sissy? Go ahead.
I just want to thank everyone for the birthday wishes. It's a blessing. We all know that every day, each day is a gift from God, and He has blessed us to see 60 years. We're thankful for every day, and I'm just thankful to have a moment today just to let everyone know that God is truly good. God bless all of you.
Amen. All right, all you birthday people in March, all the March birthday people, happy birthday. Go, y'all. It's your birthday. Go, y'all. It's your birthday. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Amen. Well, now, without further ado, we're going to go to Words of Wisdom, Words of Wisdom with Talana Jones. Talana Jones, please take the floor. Give us Words of Wisdom. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Dad. Good morning, everybody, again. Words of Wisdom today, I think, just kind of stands out from what we have heard today. So I pray you enjoy. Stay aware, for we are all in a sign of times now. Never be programmed by fake threats, but no real power. We have to stand up for our rights to live in peace. Get prepared, for the return of the Lord is near. Keep God in the forefront of every situation. Discern who is for God and who is a traitor to our world. Stand, stay awoke, love, and remember, true knowledge is power. God bless you.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you for Words of Wisdom. Oh, my God.
Lot of Jones.
Yeah. Words of Wisdom. Man. Ooh. Oh, my gosh. That was really good. Now, without further ado, we're starting with Clarence M. Allen with his book called Regulate the Manual. Without further ado, Brother Clarence, take the floor, regulate the manual.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Eddie. Thank you to all the panelists. Thank you to our special guests, to all our wonderful followers and listeners. You know, every Monday morning, Pastor Eddie bring us what we need to know, what's going on in the world. And pretty much these topics you won't get anywhere else but on this show. And so I've been covering this book that I was led to about a year ago. This book is titled Born in Blackness by Howard W. French. He's one of our own scholars, and he went out and traveled to places and got the sources of how this new world was created from an African mindset and perspective. And right here is Circuits Old and New. Making a modern commercial virtue of its bygone imperial marauding, the Portuguese national airline, TAP, T-A-P, names and many of its long-haul planes after some of the country's most famous navigators. During the research of this book, I endured a long, uncomfortable layover at the Lisbon airport, watching as these aircraft berthed their gates and eventually trundled off to their assigned runways for takeoff. Their fat bellies were emblazoned with the names of the country's most celebrated men of discovery, people like Bartolomé Dias, Vasco da Gama, Fernão de Magalhães, Fernandez Magellan, and Pedro Álvares Cabral. It was exciting enough to be flying off to São Tomé, one of few African countries I had never visited before, but there was an added delight. The plane would be making a brief stop over in Accra, the capital of Ghana, which meant that TAP was operating a plane route today that recreates a nearly five-century-old itinerary that retraces one of the most important economic circuits in the history of the world. It did so by linking Portugal, Ghana, and São Tomé, much as slave and gold carrying ships of the 16th century had. At last, the airline was doing so with a total lack of fanfare and, as far as I could detect, even awareness. Such is the state of recognition of the importance of the blackness to the history of the Atlantic. For a variety of convergent reasons, the second decade of the 16th century, the Portuguese had shifted their priorities from maintaining the factory of operating in Benin since 1486 to fully colonizing the then uninhabited island of São Tomé. Endowed with black volcanic soils and with plenty of tropical rainfall, São Tomé, which lies practically on the equator about 200 miles west of present-day Gabon, was discovered in 1471. The Portuguese had learned some lessons from the death toll on the mainland in places like Benin and from the political problems attended to dealing with strong and sometimes fickle African states. They had also learned from their experience and that of Spanish and of other islands off the African coast, places like Nerea, the Canary Islands, and Cape Verde Islands, where the ability to produce lucrative cash crops, especially sugar, was making early African imperialism so financially profitable. The Portugal there was an additional advantage to setting São Tomé that related to the kingdom's small population. There were only so many men that it could dictate to new foreign adventurism. And in island environments, it could get a lot of bang from deploying even the modest numbers of settlers. Using the launch pad like Cape Verde, Lisbon learned, furthermore, that it could conduct a lucrative trade in slaves in nearly coastal areas of the continent without fear of being attacked or overrun. When São Tomé was formally decreed a colony in 1485, some historians have argued that the island was envisioned as a stopover point for long voyages to Asia, which were just then being dreamed about. The navigational reasons this never turned out to be the case. Even as Diaz and 1488 breakthrough to the Indian Ocean, such speculation, however, distracts from much more immediate Portuguese priorities for the island and for the smaller nearby island of Príncipe. From the very first royal decrees establishing its legal basis as a functioning colony, Lisbon had three principal goals in mind: supplying Elmina with the foodstuffs and other provisions that could sustain the small population that resided at São Jorge de Mina, for supplying slaves obtained from from nearby continental Africa to supplement, eventually replace Benin as a source of black labor and producing sugar for European markets to supplement Portugal's outposts from Madeira, which had been highly profitable but already peaking and would soon decline. Wow.
Wow. You know,
we just went back in time in history, and this guy, Howard W. French, connected it with today's airlines all the way back to when shipping of slaves and sugar and gold was the main economical product back in those days. So this book, Born in Blackness, from 1471 to World War II, Africa, Africans, and the Making of a New World. I really encourage everyone to get this because we use this word woke, and the only way to be woke is to wake up. And you won't really wake up unless you know about yourself and what happened to our ancestors. So that's what being woke is about. So when we see people like this guy who's running for the president, Trump, say what he has to say. When we see these speakers in the government and even these other politicians, when they make speeches and when they say woke, understand they don't want you to know who you are, your accomplishments, and what happened to you. So thank you for listening. This is Clarence and Allen. That's it for today.
Let's give Clarence a big hand. Let's give him a big hand.
All right, Clarence.
Now, normally, we're missing Professor Reams today. We're missing him. He had to do a meeting. You know, he's a professor at a university as well. Normally, he's on every show, and he does the commentary. But today, we're going to go back to Clarence, and we're going to get the commentary, and then we're going to have a short commentary, and then we're going to get some closing remarks from everybody on the line. We're going to get a closing remark from Sissy and Dr. Aretha, Talana Jones, and Clarence, and our guest, Eugene. So without further ado, let's go to the commentary, and Clarence is going to step in the shoes of Professor Reams and give us a short commentary. Go right ahead, Brother Clarence.
Pastor Eddie, to the parents and to all our listeners and special guests, I've been down in the back of the closet digging, throwing shoes out. I bust open the back of the wall looking for shoes, but none would fit the shoes that Professor Reams wear. But I will do my best to give you the commentary on this day of March 18th, the year of 2024.
Brother Clarence, can you hold that thought? I just saw a caller. All right, hold on. We got a caller in the 725-259 area code. Hold that thought. Let's just see who it is. Caller in the 725-259, how are you this morning? Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I'm doing just fine. My name is Chef Donald.
Yes, and how can we be of service to you on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show?
Eddie, this is Chef.
Chef, yes, sir.
Yeah, that's Chef Donald, Patrick.
I remember Chef Donald. Come on, man, Chef Donald. We know who you are. You are the chef, and you've been cooking for folk all over. You cook for the community, for the kids. I know exactly who you are. I'm happy that you're on. What's on your heart, Chef Donald? Everybody say good morning to Chef Donald.
Good morning, Chef Donald. Welcome back.
Welcome.
Good morning to you, Chef Donald.
You know, Chef Donald, I just looked at your card yesterday, and look at the guy you called in today. So what's on your heart, Chef Donald? Go ahead, man. Take the floor. We got a couple
of minutes. Yeah, I'm still up here in Vegas. Well, I don't know what your subject was that I just got on, but I tell you what, because I know you only got a couple of minutes left. Next Monday, I'll come on the whole show.
Hey man, let's give a big hand for Chef Donald coming on next Monday.
Thank you on what I'm doing out here in Las Vegas.
Hey, man, I know you're cooking up all kinds of goodies, man. Potato salad, barbecue ribs, baked beans, cornbread. And man, I don't even want to get greens, corn on the cob. Man, I came to your event, man, and I spoke at your event for you. And, man, it was so much food there, I didn't know what to do. I left with a plate so big, I couldn't even eat it all. but we are grateful for you. Chef Down, I'm so glad to hear from you, man. Don't go anywhere.
And we can talk about some sponsoring the radio show again.
Oh, man, praise the Lord, man. Hallelujah, man. Everybody heard that. Everybody say yes, yes, yes. Come on, say yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes,
yes, yes. Yes.
Wow. Man, amen, amen. With that being said, hold that thought, Chef. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere, Chef.
Okay.
Clarence M. Allen, please take the floor. Give us the commentary.
Yes, Pastor Eddie. Welcome back, Chef Donald. And commentary give you a little insight to what we cover to the best of my ability. And Pastor Eddie had a phenomenal topic today, or topics, shall I say, today. And our first topic, we had Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry and the panel of the Eddie Jones Radio Show. And we talked about Agent Orange. Pastor Eddie, I would say, called him Donald Rump and his threats on the American people if he does not make it to the president. He threatened this nation that there would be a bloodbath, extreme violent event where people will be killed if he don't make it to this White House.
Yes.
He called gang members animals and even disrespected immigrants, calling them animals also.
Yes.
And even his cohort, if I can use that word, at the time his president, Mike Pence, said he cannot endorse a guy with a speech, the way he think and the way he act. And so we talked about this, and I mean, the chief apostle, he went into a deep depth educating us not only what he said, but what's really going on behind these curtains and beneath the carpets of the actions within the plans of this guy and who he really is. And the chief apostle gave us several scriptures that we can look back and see and compare and witness to who this guy is. He gave us 2 Thessalonians. Verse 3 to 10, he gave us 1 Corinthians chapter 3. He gave us verses 16, and I think he went as far as verses 21. And 2 Timothy, he went in chapter 3 and from 1 to 7. And he read these scriptures, and in these scriptures, as he was reading them, if you have that spiritual vision, you could spiritually see what was happening today with the scriptures that was written way back when. So, you know, and he had a procedure, a medical procedure, so we need to keep Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry in our prayer. Savior is the word of the week. And then I was looking at the scripture of the week, which it just wrapped this whole show up. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7, it say, "Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil." And then Pastor Eddie has a Sunday show, and he covered the book of Exodus, chapter 14, 6 to 31. And I recommend you write those down and read those. And so we had a phenomenal show, phenomenal Talana Jones with the words of wisdom. They stay aware and stand up for your rights and keep God in every situation. And she went on with her words of wisdom. I suggest this show is archived. So you can go to blogtalkradio.com, go to Eddie Jones Jr. Production, _ Productions, and you can pull this show up, or you can go to his Facebook or Instagram Live page. I would recommend the Instagram page because Facebook was interrupted a couple of times. And then I'd like to commend our special guest, Eddie Gardner, born in Florida, I would assume raised in Atlanta, and came to Los Angeles. And his purpose and passion is to work with our kids. And he's working with kids to give them a different outlook on life instead of that everyday mindset of what we have, the infestations in many of our communities with gangs, the violence, the drugs, the hatred, the profanity, and all the other isms that's out there. And I gave him a couple of resources to check out. Southern California Ceasefire on Wednesday nights, and he can meet people who are doing like-minded work as he is. And then the doctor came on. I laid back on the couch, and I got my mental therapy. Dr. Risa Adam Jones and her twin sister Alicia, we like to wish them all the best because they have kicked in a new travel around the sun. It's the 61st travel, which made them 60, because the first time, we don't count that. After you complete it, that's one. So they have done 60 tours around the sun, and this is their 61st solar travel around the sun. So God bless you women. And then she said today is National Aqua Day, so if you slip, trip, or fall, might say something that's out of order, might speak of something that's not ordinary in your mind, don't trip. Today is the day for everybody to be aqua. It's National Aqua Day moment. And so I'd like to thank all of our followers on Instagram and Facebook. God bless you all. We love you all. You know, and I read out of the book Born in Blackness. I really encourage. Get this book.
Right.
Check it out for yourself. And if you think it's worth what it is on what happened in historical times, pass it on and encourage somebody else to get it. Pastor Eddie, to all our parents and special guests, that's my commentary. Thank you for listening.
All right, let's give a big hand for the commentary. Let's give a big hand for the commentary. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Justice Jones Radio Talk Show.
I'd like to say to Alicia Pascetti, this is Sister Ida's son, Clarence.
Yes. Amen. She's on too? Well, anyway, I just want to say this to y'all. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. I'm going to go around really quick because we actually went over. We're going over right now, and I want to get a brief, brief little word. Oh, I hear someone in the background there. Hold on. I don't know what that is, but I just want to get a brief closing remarks from everybody on the show. We're going to start off with Brother Eugene. Brother Eugene, give us your closing remarks. Brother Eugene, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay, what are your closing remarks?
I just want to thank you for allowing me to be on the show. I thank everyone for listening. I just ask your prayers, and I'm looking for relationships just to help me do God's work. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Thank you very much. I want to go to Chef Donald. Chef Donald, give us your closing remarks.
I just want to thank you guys for accepting me back on the program. And I'm looking forward to next week so I can share with everybody what I'm doing and what I got accomplished out here in Las Vegas.
Praise God. Praise God, man. I'm looking forward to it, man. I can't wait to have fun.
You give me a call. Give me a call after the show.
Okay, I will. Right after the show. Okay. So much, Chef Donald. I want to go to Sissy, one of the twins. It was her birthday, her and her sister Aretha, and they're both 60 years old. I'm proud to say it. And without further ado, Sissy, take the floor. Give us your closing remarks.
Yes, thanks for the opportunity. I just want to encourage everyone to continue to give thanks for everything. Give thanks to the Lord for everything and keep the faith always, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. God bless you.
Amen. Hold on. Yeah. That was fabulous. That was important. Without further ado, Aretha, a.k.a. Dr. Aretha, take the floor. Give us your closing remarks.
Okay, thanks so much. And I just want to piggyback off Twin Sissy, and I just want to say that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So continue to pray and never lose faith. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Oh, thank you so much. Okay. Without further ado, Talana Jones, a.k.a. Woman of Words of Wisdom, take the floor and give us your closing remarks.
I just want to shout out all of the March birthdays. So happy birthday to my brother Ishmael. Happy birthday to my sister Ebony. And happy birthday to the twins. I love you guys. God bless you. Happy birthday early to my grandmother, Dorothy Jane Jones. I love you so much. And God bless everybody. And to my Uncle Eric and Uncle Jerry. And
Amen.
I just want to say I love you guys all. I hope you have a blessed rest of your week. And happy Monday.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to our dear brother, Clarence M. Allen, co-producer. Give us your closing remarks.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Pastor Eddie. Just thank you for everybody. I love you all. Have a wonderful week. And God bless you.
Amen. Brother Clarence, right on.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Love you,
now,
Clarence.
What a show we have had. The show is amazing. It's been an amazing show. It was so good to have Brother Eugene on, to have none other than Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry on. I want to send a shout-out to Edie. I want to send a shout-out to First Lady Felita Wilson. I want to send a shout-out to everybody, Gloria Majors, everybody who's been listening, Minister Sophie from Africa and all over the world, wherever you are and you listen to the show on Blog Talk Radio, on Facebook Live, and Instagram Live. Thank you. I hope you have a wonderful, positive, uplifting week. I already gave you the word of the week. The word of the week was Savior. The scripture of the week was, let me go back to the scripture of the week. And our scripture of the week was Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from the devil. That was Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7. So make it applicable to your week and use it as much as you can and tell somebody else about it. Now, here's what I want to say to you. Hallelujah. The First Lady said, you are welcome. I just want to say to you three things that I always say. Number one, the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. The only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limit. Number two, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Hallelujah. And number three, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. Amen. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, and normally I end with the song from Marvin Gaye, but today I want to end with something else, and I don't own the rights to this song. I do not own the rights to this song. I'm saying that because, you know, I don't want them to, you know, trip. And here we go. This is for the birthday people and everybody else. And all my children, which I love very much. All my children, my grandchildren, and my great-granddaughter. This is for you too and for all the listeners. Falling in love with Jesus, falling in love with Jesus, falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. Ooh, yeah. In his arms I feel protected, and in his arms never disconnected. No, in his arms I feel protected, and there's no place I'd rather be. Falling in love, falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Fall in love with Jesus. Amen. Amen. And I want to tell, you know, everybody, be encouraged. The best is yet to come. Have a wonderful day. May God bless you from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. All you say and do, may God bless you. Peace.